check the sounds. Music is fine. Listening to Daft Punk live 2007. Oh, the vision, rusination. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, welcome to Studio Two Tracks live. Anyone? Hear things. The whole FTC thing was a gateway to control, regulate. Even one of the senators said it, or House members said it. How do we regulate this? Who should be the one to it's the gateway to regulate. This whole thing was a setup. So how many people think the whole thing's a setup? Of course, you have pride. No. Samuel Bankman fried. He got fried. But if he probably knew. I mean, if that concept, this version of what I'm thinking is this whole thing's a setup to regulate Bitcoin, which he had no, I don't think it's going to work. But they were regulating all the altcoins. But if that story is exactly what they did, then Sam knew. And everybody worked on it might not know. So they just screwing around. The parents knew. They say, that's all right. You can suffer for a few years in jail. Suffer for a few times. I don't know. Just don't bend down when you lose your soap. No? Could it be that? And he's like, yeah, I'm okay with it. I'll go to jail. One come out, I'm gonna be famous. Write a book, make millions. Hey, it worked. It worked with Hunter. He drew. He painted. Actually, it's not that bad. I saw something like this. It's got something there. It's not bad. And he's selling for money. So, whatever it is, I mean, I saw the committee and with the new FTX boss thing, whatever. But I'm kind of glad he said the answer he gave to the House member. Said, who's your regular? Say, that's not up to me. So, yeah. And who's sitting in the center of this? Maxine Water. Maxine took a picture of FTX. Oh, Sam. That's what they say. Down south. So, hey, whatever. Everything's back up again because BTC. This morning, yes, it was down like a dollar or something. Not dollar, but something like 1%. No, everything's back up 1% because BTC is back up 1%. So everything is like, yeah, 1%. Whatever. Cool, whatever. I don't care. can't believe today is Wednesday. It feels like Friday. Oh, so the Elon Jet suspended. I don't want you to know where I live. Where my plane lands. You shouldn't know. Should you know? But you shouldn't know. But then you can ask Monkey Works on YouTube channel. Monkey Works. Do I know Monkey Works? Works. W-E-R-X. Works. Where? It's very Dutch. Monkey Works. Monkey Works US. He has his own cool YouTube handle. Actually, the link there in the chat. I'll put it in the comment later. Monkey Word US. He knows how he can find out. So if this guy doesn't find out, he would do it. But what he doing now? He's just like a white brother. It's private. One last chance was entered. I'm on zero head, what does that mean? Which Epic Games needed internet era? Aero? Fortnite? Do you play Fortnite? I play like once. Which is like, this is kiddies. Sell the whatever thing, the game points, which is really just, that's crypto right there. You know, it's been around. It just later on got more sophisticated than digital money. You want your digital, everybody wants you to go digital. You own nothing? You own digital stuff? NFT. You get NFT stuff. Imagine that. Hey, I have a cool chocolate cake. Where is it? It's my NFT wallet. Can you eat it though? This looks good, delicious. But yeah, I can't have it. It's like having coffee, right? Now, if there's a way you can do it, say, I know some of the clubs, they do it. And just like, buy this NFT thing from them. It's a badge. Not like you go in the club. Now, can gift cards be like that? Or like a coffee card. NFT format. It's like, here's an image. Maybe get a little QR code. But boop. Free coffee for life type of thing. Could that be? I mean, that would be cool. I also thought about like being super exclusive on certain things. That makes sense. Then you have the NFT to show it. That's like a badge. If you sell the thing, you gotta give that to somebody else. But does that mean that you get to keep a copy of the of the NFT, just send it to somebody else. We can just screen cap. You know, it gets a little weird. But then, if you look at before digital, people were doing this stuff already with fiat. And it just, and they sing, it's like, oh, criminals use cryptos and stuff, and the criminals been using all sorts of weird stuff. If you regulate cryptos and they found out it's no good, it's traceable, now what are they going to do? They're going to trace other stuff. Yeah. Oh yeah, the picture today. I didn't take a coffee. I took, this is what I did in old days. I haven't smoked like cigars for a long time, but my cousin gave me one. And gave me Francis Coppola wine. I drink it, so actually I drink the Tupac chucks, finished it while I'm smoking half of it, then I left it the other half and dried up a little bit. So what I did is I peeled it off, wet a little bit with the wine, whatever, and then twist them a little bit, roll them up. So I use them as a wick for candles. It smells great. It's perfect. It's like incense. But when you put inside a candle, it gives the candle an extra, like, sweet smell. And so that's what you do. Things to do. So today's title is Things to Do with Leftovers. That's one thing. And I'm sure there are others, a bunch of other things with leftovers. Like you don't have to say, no, you don't have to think, just focus on like food or something. It could be anything. One day it will be crypto. Leftover cryptos. I have a whole bunch. But I put this, I don't know if you know it's still around or not. I didn't know it's no name. I don't even see the name anymore. It's crazy. There's no name. It's an ERC-20, but I. Rocket Bunny. There's nothing. You left. Let me see. I'm on the WorldCoin index. See if I can find it. Rocket Bunny. It's a list. It's not listed yet. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It was a dollar for like a, I don't know, how many millions. Let me see, 591 million. No, actually, no. 591 billion for $1. I'm like, yeah, I'll put a dollar in there. Holy cow. Then there's the S-Dog. S-Dog? Like, what's S-Dog? Small dodge. But things still around. Wow. Yeah, I bought that for nothing either. Dollar. I got like $4,000 for a dollar. It's not worth anything. were probably kind of even less. Let me see, where were they? They were May 2021. They were $3. $3. Oh, they're not. Four? Oh, no. It's not $3. It's like 0.000003. So who knows? Will it come back? I don't know. It's for fun. That's it. I don't even know what that is. Leftover. It's a leftover cryptos. What are you gonna do with it? You know, if you do with it, you exchange it with your friends for favors. That's how you do it. That's what we did. Like my friends and I did with it. Doji. It's just like this is a funny coin, man. Funny money. And look where it is now, because Mr. Twitter said, "Doggy to the moon." And look where it is. I have to thank him for that too. He's a good guy. Good guy. I know a lot of people hate him. I don't care. I think he's a good guy. Make an electric vehicle. It's on the promises he kept. He couldn't keep what he had as like, I had to do a later date. That's fine. Who cares? His car explodes. Okay. Explode. Lots of stuff explode. What about those airplanes that explode? That killed many, many people. The airline's still around. Airplane factory still around. Did he? What happened? They got slapped. This stuff happens all the time. So whatever it is. Electric vehicle have no impact on climate, but Tom Fitton said that. Elon Musk says they do. Today? I don't know. The only impact I know of is takeoff speed. Man, Jesus Christ. CO2 100 in 2 seconds. What? That. The other thing sucks. Like my friends have electrics. They tell me it sucks. It's going to the station trying to charge. Takes like half an hour. And it's always occupied. Like, this sucks. That part sucks, yeah. I think electric vehicle have some impact. But very tiny. Because I think the environment can be cleaned up. We have the tech ready. Just implementation. Like, who? What they say? Regulators say, yeah. Or they have their agenda. Say, no, we're not going to do that. Why? Because there's no money to be made from that. We got our agenda. Future. Nobody owns nothing that we control. So that's what it is. Yeah, the future is that. And me chewing a cookie. It's from Japan. Japan, Japanese cookies. It's called Daisy. Das ist. Das ist. Kroke. Chocolate. And tastes great. Each cracker has its own palate. Does that have an impact on our environment?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we go back to the old days? It's more wasteful if a box of chocolate or box of cookies. You had to throw out the whole cookie, whole box of it. Or maybe packaging. For each one, then that can last for years. And kids still eat it. Which one has more impact? What do you do with the package? That's another thing. Like little plastic packaging thing. Shouldn't there be a, you know how like those cans and bottles you get like 5 cents, 2 cents from those machines? Or can you do it with the wrappers? Just throw the wrappers and then they give you some money back. Maybe give you some crypto back. Crypto exchange or packaging. Plastic packaging. Why not? SEC Chair, we are ready to take action against other crypto companies violating US security laws. Max Kaiser says goodbye XRP and Ether. BTC is the way to go. Always meant BTC is BTC. It's not really crypto. It's crypto, but it's not really crypto compared to others. Then again, we don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what to think. I'm on Twitter, on my own channel right now. Studio 2 Rocks. I'm just browsing the internet. It's nothing cool. I have to do the cool stuff, but just that's what I feel. Background music is more exciting than today's podcast. Whatever it is. What are you gonna do? Right. Make the best of it. Same thing with the leftovers. Whatever it's left over, let's make the best of it. One day it'd be like leftover combustion engine. What are you gonna do with it? Why don't we put some other people's in? Beep, 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 beep. Da-da-da-da-da. I don't know. Internet's weird. Really did. Well, at least today. Yeah, I feel weird. Surrounded by this tech, and it's getting boring lately. I think it just, something's overly done. I don't know what. And now everybody just backing off again. Thought. The drive, I saw somebody at the drive try the Mercedes Vision Evercar concept. It's like, wow, it's an actual car. I know it's an actual car, but didn't know it drive. It actually drives. That's nice. Is that the future you want? I don't know. I don't know if I want that. I want an old car. I want an old, just key car. Not keyless. No, I don't want keyless entry. I want key entry. Not even the buttons. You gotta insert the key here. Click. I want that. And a stick shift. Because what the new thieves? Like, how does this thing work? Like, I don't know how to drive stick. I thought it was easy on Grand Theft Auto 5. Doesn't this thing have a paddle shift and an auto clutch? Like, no. But as far as anything goes with the cars, I know why Nissan Z is skinny. The new Nissan Z. This is JDM only. Also parts, so parts from logo in Japan. Not sure they're gonna come to the US. They're very proprietary. Like, this is ours. We send you some aftermarket parts. But it will be like made in US, made in somewhere else. Like, it won't be the good stuff. Like, we keep the good stuff to ourselves. Any other cars? What, there's a on Crate has an article now, 1973 Ferrari 246 Dino GTS, the barn find for here. Storage is for sale. If you had the money, you can go get it. I don't know what the plus 44. Oh, this is Europe. Wow, it's nice. Nice car. Whew. Dino. Then there was the Fiat Dino. Because they were split. Fiat and Ferrari went splitting. Like, no, I want to go this direction. No, I want to go that direction. Split. Fiat's still good. Fiat's really cool. Tata. Yes, I helped doing simulation racing. Going back and forth with one guy who was in the Tata, which is Fiat made. Formula 3 car. Oh, it's going back and forth on Nochelevi. Then my arm got tired. It's like, I'm out. It's cool car. It's not that fast. It's fast on corners, but it's straight away, you get burned by all the supercars. Or burned by all the GT3 cars. You will match up with, you will be a little faster than the, what's it, group 4? Group 4 or group 3? I forgot. Like BMWs and stuff. You will totally bypass them. But as takeoff speed, yeah, you would pass everybody first, and well, the faster car will catch up. So it's good. It's a good teaching, good learning car before you go to F1. So the progression is that you go to kart, like go karts, race that, then you move on to Formula 4 or road car a little bit, then GT racing, not the rings. Then you go to next step, Formula 3, then I forgot what the other one was. Not Formula 2, I don't know if it's such a thing, but there's something else, then you go to F1. Learn to do quick in and quick out a lot in corners. So MIT made a super thin solar cell that can apply to any surface. So it's coming. All this stuff's coming. Eventually your clothing is going to be full of that stuff that you can't even tell. You walk outside and say, yeah, let me plug my phone in. You don't even need to plug it. You can just a thing with a magnet and just plop. Or pull in a pocket and the chargers with her. The chi, the new chi, super thin chi charger. Future, yeah, it's great, it's great. I don't know. I'm like, I'm pretty iffy now. Because who's going to control future? That's the thing. Like, do we want some old guy that looks like a villain from James Bond? What do we want, like a senile person in charge? Or do we want, I don't know. Do we want somebody it's SBF to be in charge of the world? Like, do you want Elon Musk to charge the world? What do you want him on the side of it? And who? Do we get a choice still? Or it's an illusion of a choice? We're still getting the illusion. Because right now I feel like this is illusion. The whole thing. Don't look at the news, I'm like, no. Let's see if they're talking about this now. GOP thing with LGBT, whatever. Overdose of exposure to fentanyl. Whoa. SBF denied 250k cash bail. So he's in the news everywhere. SBF. It's gonna be the keyword. Alameda is gonna be the keyword. DSFTS gonna be the keyword. Crypto. Be a keyword. Regulation. So keywords. Then once you figure out the keywords, they'll be like, oh, I know exactly what they want to do. Oh yeah. The plan is working, sort of. Oh, who cares? I mean, it just, this stuff happening, Do people go to jail? No, I don't know. Yes, maybe they do. And what's the condition they go to? Or what? And then there's boobs, legs, hot babes, nude, scandal, the prince and princess scandals. Patrick Dempsey. He has a Porsche team. He actually did pretty good, but no, he won because the other guy, the car broke down. So he won Le Mans for GT3 class, I think. With GT, what they call it, GTA class. Not GTA, but I forgot. Amateur class with a, I forgot. Order. Traumatizing. Patrick Dempsey devastating family and you both here. Oh my god. Traumatized. Anxiety. What is that person got a haircut? What?
What?
If you're hungry today, go to Costco. Get the $1.50 hot dog and a soda. Cheapest food since my early days when I was a kid. Going to New York City. Grease papaya. And some pizza place. It's like $1.50 with Coke. This big huge slice of pizza. It was great. Hungry. I'm going hungry. So the nuclear cell, whatever. I saw that. Weird. The whole government is weird. The whole world is weird now. Is anything else? Boring. Like some of my friends been saying, the whole Christmas thing, Christmas season is going to be boring. Nobody cares. Like, really? Oh, damn. And you know what? Because the lockdown, you know what happened with lockdown? Everybody's playing video games. Now that it's not lockdown, it's like, let's go skiing. Let's go snowboarding. Forget about games. Let's do the real thing. Been locked down for too long. We need freedom. We need to be free from the blue light special. Freedom minds, please. Let's go out. Do things, travel. So I think that's what's happening. I'm being on the internet for too long. Let's lock off. I've noticed that myself. I just don't want to be there. I don't want to look at YouTube videos. I'm like, is the same thing repeat or repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat? It's the same thing I said about podcasts, people who just regurgitate news. I'm up on news for another news and just regurgitate. It's all leftovers. All of them. All the stuff is leftovers. The only thing is, The only part that's not left over is the rigid. That's it. You should go on a YouTube channel and just type in Daft Punk the Live 2007. Just listen to that whole thing. You listen to the first song, it's called Robot Rocks. Robot human eat robot. What does it mean? I don't care. Do we need robots? I don't know. Maybe. Well, if there's so many single people, the more single people, who's going to take care of you when you're like 90? If you live up to that age, well, bitches going to be a robot. Well, that would make sense. That would make this song make sense. Humans need robots. The people who are scared of robots, wait, tell you. No, they don't. What about AI? I don't know. I don't think it will go that far. I just don't think so. Singularity. You would never. It might happen. We might get really close, but I don't think that. Still need input. Somebody still need to. Maybe it's not keyboard, but still need input. Oh, who cares? There's nothing on the internet. Sorry. Today I'm just like, maybe there's something on the DIY thing. What's that thing called? Instructables. Maybe there's something cool we can make. Instructables. That's what you should be doing, really. Holidays. It's like, and you don't like internet. Things getting boring because it's just repetitive. Go to Instructables. Cook something. Why not? There's a whole bunch of stuff. I'm saying like cookies. Holiday cookies. Chocolate peanut butter. Rice crispy Christmas tree pops. Like, oh. Nom 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 nom. Lemon coconut. Like sandwich. Wow. Peanut butter. There's a lot of peanut butter thing. I don't know. What else is there? Some like hot food, maybe soup. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, just go find one. Like, yeah, I want to make that today. Just do it. Breakfast. See what people eat breakfast. I should try the. Well, I'm having that cookie right now, but I should. The other day I tried. The bee loaf I cooked, took a piece of it, cut little pieces, chopped little pieces in the pan, fry a little bit, and then put Japanese barbecue sauce on top. Then I made two eggs. That was my breakfast, and it tastes great. It's not normal breakfast, but you can do that. That's like a leftover breakfast. You have those turkey, leftover turkey stuff. You can chop them up and make something else. Even wine. If you get the, what's that thing? Vinegar mother. You can take a whole bunch of wine, put in a open the water bottle and put a little bit of water in there. Just then put the mother in there. Close it. Let it sit at a cool temperature. A couple weeks, and you get vinegar. Red wine vinegar. It's like the best. It's one of the best things. You can cook with it, you know. Any Italian or non-Italian cuisine with nice herbs and stuff. Just put a little bit of vinegar that you made. And you're like, yeah, I'm proud, man. I'm proud. Why, I made it. That kind of like, it's much better than the blue screen like. Blue screen like is instantaneous and you get hundreds of like, oh my god, I feel great. Serotonin, then it ends and then you're like, meow. You just crumble to where you were, or maybe less where you were, crumbled. It's not worth it, but when you cook something like that good, make something. And it's being used every day. I love that stuff. Thank you. It's much better. It's different. You feel different. Because, you know, internet, you can just do one stupid thing and people will like it. And how many people made money from that? And look at my favorite unboxing dude, Lou Later. How did he get famous? He bend. An iPhone. Oh, he got famous. That's how he got famous. Look where he is. How many likes did he get? But it's what you do with it. That's another thing. Also. Yeah, the instructable cooking breakfast is making me hungry because there's so many stuff. Bacon, eggs, what is that, salted McDonald's breakfast sandwich? What? Somebody made it. Replicated. Omelette. Ooh, omelette with bell peppers. Ooh. Yeah, it's making me hungry, so I'm gonna go. I make breakfast. I think I'm just going to do the same thing I did the other day with the meatloaf with the Japanese barbecue sauce, a little bit of eggs on the side, and that's it. I'm going to do that with my leftovers, and you guys have a wonderful day of this hump day of December. The last hump day? No. We got a few more. I will say the last hump day before Christmas. Oh, no, it's not. Next week is. We still got time. You still got plenty of time to go find cool stuff. For that special someone. Anyway, have a wonderful day of 14th December 2022. I'll be back on Friday. See ya.